Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Goal Get It podcast. I'm your host, Erin Hayworth. You're in the right place if you're an online women entrepreneur who is tired of constantly hustling, but you're still not reaching those big business and life goals. Each week, I'll share effective strategies for building, running, and up-leveling your profitable business, productivity hacks to help you maximize your limited time and energy, and some guidance on exactly how to tailor all that advice specifically to you and your business so you can start taking action on it immediately. So, are you ready to dive in? As entrepreneurs, we are what we consistently do, meaning that our routines around our lives and businesses dictate our success. There is a lot of information about what successful routines you need to have to really make it as an entrepreneur in the online space. But it can be overwhelming trying to piece together how to create the right routines in a way that truly works, right? So I have actually created 5 successful CEO routine kits that will help you create 5 different routines to up-level your daily and weekly routines to help you reach your next level of success. One will be released each week over 5 weeks. So you can head on over to workwithprocess.co/kits. That's K-I-T-S to learn more and to grab your kits. We are told as online entrepreneurs who regularly consume what other gurus and people are saying, we are told that the hustle and discipline and willpower will get us where we want to go, where it is that we want to be. But it doesn't have to be that hard. So let's talk about motivation for a second, because I see so many people asking these questions in Facebook groups or on Instagram or random other places on the internet, or even sometimes in my own DMs. And it's things like, I just don't have the motivation that I need in order to keep going. Or I get really motivated at the beginning and then I can't keep going whenever it starts to get hard. Or I run out of motivation. How can I re-motivate myself, basically? How can I keep going whenever the motivation dries up? Well, a better question is, why do we reach for motivation in the first place? Well, we think that's the thing that's going to keep pushing us towards our goals. That's what's going to push us to keep doing the hard things necessary, the things that are time-consuming and energy-consuming and sometimes even finance-consuming in order to level up and get where we want to go, whatever those big goals are, whatever that big dream life is. So we think that in order to get to those big goals, we're here and our big goals, our big dream life is way over there. And there's basically something like crocodile-infested waters that we have to get across in order to go from where we are to where it is that we're dreaming of, that it's got to be hard and that you need to hustle and you need discipline and you need willpower and you need external motivation in order to get from where you are to where you want to go, that it's going to be hard, that it's going to be tiring, that it's got to be blood, sweat, and tears. That's going to be one of those things that makes you want to give up, right? We think achieving our goals has to be hard, but does it? Not necessarily. It might be work. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like leveling up and doing things that push you further aren't going to be work. But there's a difference between something being work and something being hard. And it has everything to do with how you're seeing it. So let's think about it this way. Do you believe that it has to be hard in order to be worth it? Do you feel like that's a prerequisite or a symptom? Because often what happens, and I see this with a lot of different things, is we hear these statistics or we hear these great adages about the hustle and all this other stuff. Like, that's a prerequisite in order to achieve anything. Like, it's got to be this in order to be that. Like, there's some sort of causation rather than just a correlation. But when you think about it, is it going to be hard? Maybe, maybe not. Is it going to be work? Probably. But it doesn't have to be something that you decide ahead of time, necessarily. Does that make sense? You don't have to start with the hard. The challenges are going to come, sure. The work is going to come, sure. But do you need to seek out making it harder than it has to be in order to get there? Making it harder than it has to be, searching for things to be challenging, doesn't necessarily guarantee your success. So I'm going back to these things. I just don't have the motivation that I need in order to keep going. I get really motivated at the beginning and then it runs out, that kind of a thing. The idea of it being a limited resource, and the problem with that is that it dictates whether or not you have the willpower or the discipline or the hustle in order to get from where you are to where you want to go. It's, do you have enough grit, right? The problem with all of that is that it's inevitably going to run out at some point. The issue with discipline and willpower and hustle as the answer is all of those things are limited, just like your motivation, if you think about it that way. And you're going to get to this point where you're like, oh, I'm just not motivated today, or oh, I just don't have the motivation today. I'm looking for the motivation from someone. And that might come in forms of inspiration from a coach or inspiration from listening to someone's TED talk. It can come in forms of accountability to somebody else. The problem with thinking about it that way is that it basically is outsourcing your responsibility to get from where you are to where you want to go. You're basically putting it on somebody else's shoulders or something else in order to get from where you are to where you want to go. And there's already enough stuff in our lives that we don't have control over. Why are you giving away the control that you do have? Nobody else cares about your dreams and your goals as much as you do. I don't care if your mom is totally gung-ho for what you want for your life to be like, and sometimes she believes in your ability to make it happen more than you do, or your ability to get there, or whatever it is. I don't care if it's your partner, whoever it is. It can be your coach. I say this all the time. I'm my client's second biggest fan. I can't be their biggest fan. They have to be their biggest fan. You can have all the cheerleaders in the world. You can have all the business coaches in the world. But if you are not the person that cares about your dreams, your dream life more than anybody else, then you're never going to get there. Nobody else is going to fight for your dreams as much as you will. We're just not meant to do that. We're selfish creatures. And that doesn't mean that I can't be your biggest cheerleader and want it for you. I just can't want it more than you do, because I can't build it for you. So that's the problem with this idea of motivation being an externally driven thing and something that is a limited resource. The reason we think about it this way is because the idea of, well, I'm super motivated right now, meaning I'm inspired, I want to take action. And then it's one of those things that drops off as things get hard or things come up. And that is a damaging way of looking at it. Not because motivation is inherently a bad thing. It's not. It's how we are relying on it at this point. So what I'm going to take you through for the rest of this episode is not how to sidestep motivation, but how to reframe it. How to do what motivation is supposed to do, which is to keep you moving forward, to stop giving up, to stop stopping working on your goals, to stop falling off the bandwagon and then having to get back on it come January or whenever you decided that you're all of a sudden motivated again. Right? So that's what I'm going to spend this episode doing, is not talking about how do you sidestep motivation or how do you keep remotivating yourself or things like that. It's basically how do you reframe motivation? That then leads us into this next conversation, this question about what is this entire thing that you're trying to do anyway? And you think about what goals are, right? Think about what, not what your goals are, just about what goals are in general. Goals are an end game, right? Goals are a destination. Goals are an outcome that we're working for. But what if, rather than just focusing on the what or the outcome or the destination, you actually made the process of getting there something that you inherently drew joy from? How would that change this conversation? Rather than saying, I need to up my motivation so that I can continue to do these hard things so that I can do it enough to get to this outcome. What if it was, I actually love what I do every single day that is helping me get closer and closer to this outcome? How does that change this conversation? How would that change the way that you're thinking about being motivated? Rather than being motivated to do something hard, it's like, I get to do these things today. I get to do this process of getting to this outcome. And rather than it being just the journey or just the outcome, you get to like both of them. What if the process of getting to the outcome wasn't something that you had to do, but that you got to do? Why is that not the conversation more people are having? Why aren't we talking about liking how we're doing something and the what that we're working towards? because there's so much focus put on the what in business coaching circles and online self-development circles. It's like, I'm going to get to this ideal body, or I'm going to get to 10K months or six-figure years, or having this beautiful team, or having a sold-out course launch. We talk so much about the what, but nobody's talking about the how in a way that feels joyful. What if rather than having to suffer and struggle to get to the what, it was actually fun to do all the steps up to that point? Something that genuinely lit you up to that point. So the what wasn't this big letdown or this big like, okay, well now I'm here, where am I going to go next? It became a practice. The process became a practice that you genuinely wanted to do, that you genuinely reached for every single day. And the outcome, the what, the goal that you were working for, was the cherry on top because you were already fulfilled by the how. You were already fulfilled by the process of getting what you wanted. Not a whole lot of people in this online business circle are talking about this. Usually it's like, okay, well, we're going to do all these things that are going to suck, but I promise you it's going to be worth it. Why does it have to be either or? Why does it either have to be fun or worth it? Why can't the things that we're doing every single day be something that we really want to do and get us results? That sounds like a much, much better way to live, doesn't it? So I'm going to share with you a quote from Eleanor Roosevelt, because it was a quote I found maybe about a year and a half ago that just landed with me in a way then and now lands with me in a totally different way. So I want to share that with you. Here's the quote. It says, "The purpose of life is to live it, to taste experience to the utmost, to reach out eagerly and without fear for newer and richer experience." Now, you might read that and think experience, like experience on the beach after having doubled your income for the next year. Well, kind of, but it's not just that. What if Eleanor Roosevelt is referring to the daily experience of living your life now, living aspects of the things that you love now, rather than just waiting until someday when you've made it, when you've reached the destination? Because pretty much everybody I've talked to about what their dream vision is for their life and for their business, the only thing that is a thread through every single thing is they want freedom to live their life the way they want to live it. And you've heard this, like the joy is in the journey, not the destination. That's not a new concept, but it's new in terms of this conversation that we're having around motivation and around what it means to be successful, what it means to live the dream life now versus waiting until all these aspects, all these things that you think are supposed to fall into line actually fall in line for you to have the life that you want. Have the life that you want to live. We think that at a certain point, all these things are going to align and click, and you're going to go from living your current reality to your ideal reality overnight, right? But is that realistic? And are you really patient enough to wait to see if that's true? So let's talk a little bit more about this idea of having freedom. Okay. So you may not have freedom over all 24 hours of every single day right now, right? And that's probably the dream, right? I want to be able to do whatever the hell I want to do. But I bet there's an hour or 2 hours or 5 hours every single day where somebody else isn't dictating what you're doing. Meaning you actually do have an aspect of freedom and you can start living aspects of that dream life now. So that leads, I know it's been like a really fun, windy road to get to this point, but that leads into this idea of loving the process. And I've talked about this so many times before, and I'm going to keep talking about it. I've talked about it, but maybe not in exactly the same way. This idea of loving the process is, how do you make doing that thing, how do you make the process of reaching your goals, working towards your goals, especially if there are goals that feel super far off right now, how do you make it something that you genuinely want to do every single day, rather than making it something that you have to motivate yourself to do? It's kind of like, I'm going to use the workout analogy. If you are like, I want that dream body, I need to lose 30 pounds and I want washboard abs, super toned and all this other stuff, that's no small feat and it's probably going to take a while. And so rather than trying to push through all the shitty workouts and all of the eating stuff you don't necessarily want to eat and feeling negatively about all the different things and thinking that it has to be hard, what if there was a way for you to get to that outcome, but actually love doing it along the way? Loving every single workout that you did, loving the food that you were eating and that you were fueling your body with. Wouldn't that be so much more delightful? And then whenever you finally did get to the point where you felt good about your body, it was a sustainable lifestyle that you created versus something that you got there once and then you start backsliding because the process of getting there was so hard that it's not something you want to continue to do, right? So all of that to say, I'm not going to just give you this idea and leave you hanging. These are my top tips on how you can start loving the process today. No matter what it is that you're working towards, here is how you can love the process. First of all, stop trying to copy and paste. You don't have to build your dream business or your dream life like anybody else has done it. You don't have to take so-and-so successful entrepreneur or so-and-so six-figure entrepreneur and take what they did, copy it and paste it into your business or your life in order to be successful. It's not necessary. And it's not sustainable because your strengths, the way you show up, the things you want in your life, where you're starting from, where you're going, those are all different than so-and-so successful entrepreneur or six-figure entrepreneur, right? So stop the plug and play and get curious about the things that make you, you, and how you can, rather than trying somebody else's plan of success, you utilize that brain power and that energy to start to create your own. That's going to be way more delightful than trying to do what somebody else is telling you to do. Because remember, the thing you want is freedom. If you're trying to get to freedom by letting other people dictate your life, is that really freedom that you're working towards? So the second thing is, and this is part of kind of creating your own plan, is this idea of self-awareness. The reason why self-awareness is so important is, yes, you have to know your own strengths. You have to know what you're working for, but you also have to figure out why any of it matters to you. Why is this vision, why is this dream life important to you? What is your purpose? What is your mission with your life? What is your mission with your business? And why do those missions matter? And it's not necessarily a nice, neat little Instagram quote or a caption. It's about you deep down knowing what your why is. But it doesn't have to be, oh, I just want to help underprivileged kids. But if that's it, brilliant. But it's not a soundbite and it's not a tagline. You're not doing anybody any good if you're trying to put on what is acceptable for other people versus what it is you actually want to focus on. Okay? So figure out why it matters to you deep down. It can't be surface level. It can't be, well, this is what other people expect me to say. Okay? That's a part of it. Another thing that you can do is figure out how to incorporate things that genuinely light you up in the process. So you might have heard me talk about this book that I'm writing and releasing. If you're following me on Instagram, you can see in my stories of the past several months, the progress that's kind of going on there. I wrote 60,000 words in 60 days. Okay. I cannot tell you how many times I've started to write a book in my lifetime. I am 33. I'm about to be 34 years old. Since I was 7 years old, I've wanted to write a book. I've wanted to be a published author. And I have had so many story ideas, some of them obviously better than others, but I've always started and stopped and started and stopped and then lost motivation. So what was different this time for me to be able to write 60,000 words in 60 days? Well, it's certainly the first time that I've written consistently for more than like a week. It's the first time that I've gotten to the word count that I've gotten to, or even close to that. So what's different now? I'm not relying on motivation to get it done. I didn't rely on motivation to write 60,000 words in 60 days. I relied on setting myself up to succeed by genuinely enjoying the process, by putting things into play every single day that made sitting down and writing something fun for me. So let me break that down. The topic of what I was writing about was a lot of fun for me. It's something I'm super passionate about. And when I sat down to write it, I made it something that was like the best time for me. It felt like an escape for me. I got to drink my coffee and listen to my music, and it aligns with my deep why in the world. It like all fits in. So not only is me publishing this book later this year and releasing it going to be something really, really awesome, the outcome's going to be really, really awesome, I didn't wait until then to enjoy it. I've been enjoying the process of writing it and editing it, and that's why I'm sharing this. So you might have heard a couple of things in what I just shared with you. Let me break down how I'm incorporating the things that I love to do as part of this writing process. Now, I like writing, and I like the topic that I'm writing about. I'm getting to share stories and go into things that I previously hadn't had an outlet to share. So that's one way. I get to drink my coffee with my hazelnut creamer during that. Like, I created an entire experience around it. And if you know me at all, you know my coffee with my hazelnut creamer is like the best thing ever for me. And I listened to my music, the Jonas Brothers on repeat, or Hanson or other pop music. And it's something that I genuinely enjoy. It's something that didn't feel like a total slog whenever I sat down to do it, because I set myself up with things that made it feel delightful, made it feel joyful, and made it something that I couldn't wait to do versus something that I had to do. Okay? Another tip for you is to get innovative. Like I said, you don't have to do this the way anybody else is doing it. All you have to know is what it is that you want to work for and what are the possible ways that you can get there. And then decide which of those ways right now is most exciting for me. So your goal may be something around like increasing your visibility on Instagram and your number of followers and things like that. How many different strategies are there to increase your visibility on Instagram? Too many for me to list, right? But if it's something that you don't enjoy doing, if it's something that feels like a total slog to create reels or something like that, don't create reels. Go find something else to do that is going to grow that visibility. Get innovative. That's what drives us forward. So let's go back to this book analogy or my experience writing this book. At this point, again, my goal was 60,000 words in 60 days. April 23rd was my 60th day. So what that meant was every single day from the time that I started writing that book until the 23rd, I was supposed to write 1,000 words every single day. How long it takes to create, to form a habit differs based on lots of different things. But the idea is the more you do something, once it becomes a habit, it's harder to not do the thing than do the thing, right? So it became easier the more that I did it, along with me putting things into play that made it something that I wanted to do. So it's not just about, oh, we'll just do it long enough, you know, do the hard thing long enough until it becomes a habit. It's how do you reach for the thing, make it something you want to do, and then do it so much that it becomes a habit. It's something that it's harder not to do than actually do it, right? And creating something every single day, that incremental daily progress that I always talk about, it's about that too, right? So it's not going to be any one of these things, right? It's how you can combine all of these things to create a process and a plan to move forward with your goals in a way that feels delightful for you and is motivating you intrinsically. But I will say this, there are going to be things that you have to do that you're not going to want to do. Not every single part of the process, like every single little task that you do may not be something that you can finesse or figure out how to make it intrinsically fun for you. But you can still place things in your life, in your plan to reward yourself. It can be something like, okay, I'm going to do this one thing and I'll sit down and write this email, even though I don't really want to. But after that, I'm going to go do something that I do want to do. And then in my brain, link those two things because you're rewiring neural pathways because you have these negative feelings about doing the thing, right? About writing the email. Oh, I don't want to write the email. I hate writing emails, whatever. You can do a lot of mindset work around that. Or you can say, I'm going to write the email. And then as soon as I write the email, I'm going to go get Starbucks. Or I can only drink my Starbucks if I sit down and write the email. And so you're linking the dopamine hit, the sugar rush, the caffeine high, whatever positive reinforcement comes from having your Starbucks or your coffee with the experience of writing the email. And so you're rewiring the physiological pathways in your brain and connecting the dopamine hit, not necessarily just with the Starbucks, but with the email too. So it starts to become something where you're kind of bypassing the mindset piece a little bit for the more physiological mindset piece, if that makes sense. Basically, it's how can you reward yourself in the moment to make it to where it's something that you want to reach for and do if it feels hard, but it's because you get to reward yourself, right? Another piece of it is setting up your environment. Again, whenever I wrote my book, I made sure that I was the only one up and that my daughter was still sleeping so I could actually focus. So that's part of my environment. I would put on my headphones. I got my coffee. I made sure that I had plenty of my research materials around me that I needed. It's about creating an environment that really lights me up. So that, all of that, the environment piece, the make it a habit piece, the reward yourself piece, the innovation piece, all of these different pieces, they're not going to work separately. You can create and mold this process of getting to your goals in a way that feels like an absolute treat and like the freedom that you truly have in designing the way of getting to your goals faster and easier, right? So I want to talk about one final thing, and it's this idea of mindset. And I know mindset is like the biggest buzzword right now, right? But there's a reason why so many people focus on it. And so many people say, you know, entrepreneurship is 90% mindset, 10% strategy. But before you turn this off and before you decide you don't need to hear anymore, I want to preface this by saying, I'm not going to tell you what to think. That's not what this is about. But I am going to ask you to get curious about what you do think. Because again, if you think it's hard, it's going to be hard. If you tell yourself that getting to a goal has to suck, it's going to suck. And I'm not saying faking it and being like, oh, like this is the best thing ever, when you deep down hate it, is going to fix your problem. But what I am saying is that the words you tell yourself, how you talk to yourself about the things that you're doing every single day matters. Something as simple as changing the list of things that you're responsible for every single day from calling it a to-do list to a get-to-do list can make a difference. It doesn't have to be you going from negative Nancy to positive Polly overnight. It's a process. It's a practice. I get it. But there's always room for improvement. There's always room for progress. And think about how far you've come. You are here today. Think about all the progress you've made given exactly the tools that you've had up to this point. And now you have more tools to put in your toolkit to continue that up level, to continue that progress. Super exciting, huh? So make the process something you inherently reach for and enjoy using all of these top tips, okay? So I like to end each episode with an action step that you can take right now to help you move forward and begin to implement immediately. And here's your action step for this episode. I've talked about this before, but I hope that everything I just talked about over this episode helps you see this exercise in a totally new way, which is creating a love list. So if you're going to incorporate things in your day that genuinely light you up in the process, that genuinely light you up and add rewards that actually motivate you, knowing the things and the experiences and the people, the situations that you truly love, that truly light you up, is invaluable. So creating a love list, let's talk about this. Nobody else needs to see this. This isn't for anybody else. It's just something that's for you. And you can legitimately just write out all the different things that you love. They can be things that are super expensive. They can be things that are totally free. They can be things that you do with other people. They can be things that you do by yourself. One of mine I got to experience recently, and I was aware of it, which is why it was so cool, is I was sitting outside in the sunshine. It was a beautiful, maybe 72, 73 degrees Fahrenheit. The breeze was blowing. I was reading my book, soaking up the sun, and that's one of my most favorite things. Doesn't cost anything. I wasn't relying on anybody else to entertain me. I was just there and soaking it up. So moving forward with this idea of loving the process, of motivating yourself when motivation feels like it's in short supply, I want you to create a love list and then start to see how you can start loving the process now by adding some of these things from your love list rather than just waiting for when you finally achieve all those big goals. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to check out the Goal Get It podcast. If you never want to miss an episode, you can hit subscribe to make sure you're the first to get your new episode every single week. And if you'd like to connect outside your headphones, head on over to Instagram and DM me at workwithprocess. I can't wait to chat with you more. Chat soon.